们打开这个罗马书第十二章，我们来读第二节的圣经。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12, reading from verse 2.
罗马书第十二章第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新的变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。再念一次，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我们上个礼拜在这里提到，不要效法这个世界。
Last week we said, not be conformed to the pattern of the world.
现在我们继续思想下去，要察验上帝的旨意。
That we want to test and approve the will of God.
你没有吗？察验上帝的旨意。
That we want to approve and test the will of God.
换一句话的，就是说
，In other words,
我们的生命跟生活
，Our life and our leading,
虽然神把某些的自由赐给我们
，Even though God has given us certain liberty,
因为神造了意志在我们的里面
，Because God has created a will in us.
但是神的意志大过我们的意志
，But then the will of God is greater than our will.
所以神的旨意就大过我们的计划。
So then the will of God is greater than our plan.
那一个生命的价值怎么达到最大的可能性
？So the value of life, how can you achieve the greatest possible?
就是当被造的意志
，That is when the creator will
与创造者的意志
，And the will of creator
配合起来的时候
，That is being harmonized，
你才可能达到最大的可能性。
Then only you can reach the highest possibility。
当我们的意志与创造者的意志相背而驰的时候
，When our will is opposite to the will of creator，
我们就会浪费我们的生命。
Then we are going to squander our life.
我们就会荒废我们的时间。
We are going to waste our time.
我们会跑许多冤枉的路。
We'll go many of the way we astray.
当一个人走错路的时候
，When a person is going astray,
他并不是没有走路。
He's not that he's not walking.
当一个人走错路的时候
，When a man has gone astray,
可能他走路比别人走得更快。
Maybe he has walked faster than others.
花了更多的气力
，And spend more energy.
结果呢，他因为走错路离开目的地。更远
But because he's gone astray, he's leaving the end even further.
所以这个时候呢，我们就要注意到我们的路向跟我们在路上所花费的力量到底值得不值得问。
So then we got to measure whether the energy we spend on our way and our direction, whether it's worth it or not.
这个在现今的这个 management 说叫做 efficiency.
In the management that we say today is efficiency.
怎样用最小的效劳？
How using the least effort,
最小的资金
and the least capital,
最少的力量
and the least energy,
达到最大的果效
to reach the highest result,
最大的收获
the highest harvest.
这个叫做呢有效率
that's called efficiency.
这个有效率呢是很重要的
the efficiency is important.
那为了一个基督徒在这个世界上
and as a Christian living in the world,
我们的生命没有比非基督徒更长
our life is not longer as compared to non-Christians.
我们的身体
Our body
不一定比没有得救的人更健康
may not be healthier as compared to non-Christians
我们的生活
and our living
不一定比他们更富裕
may not be richer than they
因为在普遍之恩的里面
because under the common grace
有许多的人也享受上帝给他们的福分
many people re-enjoy also the blessing from God
那么我基督徒在世界的年龄不比别人更长
then we Christians living in the world may not be having a longer life
我们怎样达到最高的有效率呢
how can we reach a higher
我们怎么样没有荒废我们的时光
How can we not squander our time?
没有虚度我们的日子
We're not waste our days
没有摆占地图
We're not occupy the land free
没有徒受恩典的
And without living the grace without achieving anything
我们就不可以浪费我们的时了我们不可以跑冤枉路
Then we cannot squander our days and time and also go a wrong way
那么什么办法才达到这个地步呢
How can we reach our purpose
你就要寻找上帝的旨意
You got to seek the will of God
所以有许多人呢从来不讨论寻找上帝的旨意的事情
But many people never discuss about things that want to seek the will of God
直到快要结婚的时候才问这个问题
Until before they get married they ask the question
什么叫做上帝的旨意
What do you mean the will of God
我们做传道的人常常听到这样的问题
We as a preacher minister we heard this question
什么叫做神的旨意
What do you mean the will of God
我怎么明白上帝的旨意
How can I understand the will of God
可是问这些问题的人常常在某些的特别的事件上他才对这个问题有兴趣
Actually people when ask this question is because on certain thing they're interested on this and that's what they ask
所以有一次在我的教会里面
And there was one in my church
我就用九个礼拜天 差不多一共有12个小时半谈上帝的旨意。
I used 9 sessions spending about 2.5 hours to study about the will of God.
后来就用印尼文印了一本好几百面的书出来。
And later on we published in Indonesian language a book.
你说上帝的旨意要讲12个钟头吗？
Is it the will of God to speak for 12 sessions?
许多年轻人问这个问题，盼望3分钟就明白上帝的旨意。
Many of these young people ask this question, they're hoping to answer with 3 minutes.
上帝的旨意3分钟如果可以明白的话，
If you can understand the will of God in 3 minutes.
那么呢，你认识上帝比读旧字言更容易了。
Then to understand God is easier than studying kindergarten.
你现在明白电灯怎么照，这个电路怎么接，你都要用一段的时间去补习。
And also understand this how the bulb works, how the current runs. You also have to get some tuition.
你把上帝的道、上帝永恒的计划、上帝的旨意当作是何等肤浅的事情。
But to the will of God, to the will of God, you thought something is shallow.
那么呢？当一个人问我怎么知道上帝旨意的时候，
When a person asks how do I know the will of God,
他是不是很想真正知道上帝的旨意？
Is it because he truly want to know the will of God?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
多数的人是意志先决定，然后盼望上帝赞同他。
Many of people determine with a will and they hope that God will consent with
them. 所以如果传道的人说上帝的旨意跟你想法一样的，他说感谢主，我明白上帝的旨意。
If the preacher would say the will of God is less than what you will, then they say praise God, I understand now.
所以这里告诉我们，上帝的旨意是什么？
What's the will of God?
是纯全的旨意。
It's the pure will of God.
这一个完全的旨意。
It's the perfect will of God.
所以神的旨意大到整个宇宙被造的目的。
God's will is so great that it embraces the purpose of the creation of the universe.
小到你每个个人每天生活的原则。
But yet it's so small that even you're living in your principles of life,
是包罗万象的。
It includes all things.
所以我们对神的旨意，
So to the will of God,
我们应当存一个敬畏神的心。
We must use the heart that fear God.
顺从神的心。
A heart of obedience.
愿意明白的心。
They're willing to understand.
来寻求他。
They want to seek his will.
今天我们提到神的旨意的时候，
Today we're talking about the will of God.
我很怕许多的基督徒，
I'm afraid that many of Christians,
他们是要神的意念来配合他已经定下的意念。
They want the will of God to consent to the mind they have set.
这种人永远没有办法明白上帝的旨意。
This type of people can never understand the will of God.
那如果我们把它讲的这么长，这么的这个仔细的话，
If we were expired so deeply in a lengthy manner,
恐怕你没有办法应付每天需要的。即刻的时刻。
But yet you cannot meet your daily need.
所以呢，我今天要从这两方面做一个综合。
So from these two aspects, I want to make a harmonize.
我们先解释一个最重要的关键，什么叫做上帝的旨意。
First, we explain a very important concept. What do you mean by the will of God?
我只用一句话。
One word.
上帝的旨意。
The will of God.
就是。
Is.
上帝的心意。
God's mind.
大家说，一二三，上帝的旨意。就是上帝的心意。有谁明白耶和华的心呢？
Who can understand the heart of God?
有谁能够为他做谋士呢？
Who can be his counselor?
有谁能测量他的思想呢？
Who can measure his thought?
所以呢，神的心意，
So the mind of God,
就是神的旨意。
It's the will of God.
神的旨意，
It's the will of God.
就是神的心意。
It's the mind of God.
那么神的心谁了解呢？
Now who can understand the mind of God?
所以请你注意，
Pay attention.
如果神不愿意把自己启示出来，
If God doesn't want to reveal himself,
就没有人能认识神是谁。
No one then can know who God is.
如果神没有把他的心向我们写明出来，
If God has not revealed his mind to us,
就没有人查透神的心。
No one can study fully thoroughly the mind of God.
这样就把第一个原则提出来了。
So the principle is now being spoken.
这第一个原则是什么呢？
The second principle,
就是透过神的启示明白神的心意。
That through the revelation of God we understand the mind of God.
大家说一二三，透过神的启示明白神的心意。那神是不是愿意人认识他呢？
Then is God willing that men understand him?
是不是？
Is that so?
是。
Yes.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
啊？因为
Because
因为
Because
神昨天半夜告诉你
Last night, I told you.
你怎么知道神愿意人知道他呢？
Don't you know that God want people to know Him?
因为圣经是上帝乐意把自己启示给人。
Because the Bible says God is willing to reveal Himself to us.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
在侦探的小说里面
in a detective story,
在侦探的故事里面
in detective stories,
有一些人明明应当死但是偏偏不给他死
Some of these people had to die, but they did not die.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他有一些秘密还没有露出来不可以死
Because there's still some secret which is not revealed yet That's why they cannot die.
所以你常常看电影看到这个手枪拿出来
So sometimes you see them.
要杀又不要杀
kill,
先讲话
他
讲到一半的整个事情变化了
the thing changes.
应该快快把他打死就好了
It's better to kill it fast.
你一定有这个感觉的
you have this kind of feeling.
但我告诉有一些人呢他有一些重要的话他不能死的
But for some people they may have important word in them they cannot die so fast
所以许多时候一个人要死以前呢
and before a person dies
人家问他你把钱放在哪里
you ask me where keep your money
你告诉我在哪里
tell me what's
快快讲
tell me
他快要死了
before he dies
你快快把咬死
因
为全世界只有他知道钱在哪
里
如果他一死了那你找呢找三年五年都找不到只要他讲一句你就免去多少力量所以这个奥秘的启示很重要神如果不启示自己没有一个人认识神的奥秘神的启示是他三大工作里面的一个神的三大工作是什么呢
the three great functions of God,
第一
the first,
创造之功
creation,
第二
the second,
救赎之功
redemption,
第三
the third,
启示之功
revelation,
大家说第一
创造之功
第二
救赎之功
第三
启示之功
那我怎么知道上帝是创造者呢
How do I know that God is the creator?
我怎么知道上帝是救赎者呢
How do I know God is the Redeemer?
因为神告诉我他创造
Because God tell me that he created
我才知道他创造
Then I know that he created
因为神告诉我他救赎
Because God tell me that he saved
我才知道他救赎
And that's why I know that he redeemed
那么神告诉我
God tells me
这就是神启示临到我
Which in God's revelation come to me
那这样全本圣经就是神的第三大工作
So then the whole Bible is the third important function of God
第三大工作重要不重要呢
Is it important with the third work of God?
非常重要
Very important
因为只透过第三个工作你才知道上帝的第一个工作跟第二个工作
Because it's only through the third work then you know the first and the second work of God
如果神没有启示你怎么知道他创造
Because if God have never revealed it wouldn't know that he created
如果神没有启示你怎么知道他救赎呢
Because if God has not revealed it wouldn't know that he redeemed
所以启示之功隐藏着创造之功跟救赎之功的知识
So the revelation contains the knowledge of creation and also redemption
和启示之功是一个钥匙
So the work of this revelation is a key
使我们从神的第三工作去认识神的第一第二个工作
So that through the third work of God we know also the first and second work of God
所以这是一把钥匙
So this is a key
The key of understanding God and His work
了解神与他工作的钥匙
is through the third work of God which is the revelation work
乃是接了神的第三个工作就是启示
为这个缘故
Because of that
一个人不明白圣经就没有办法认识上帝的旨意
A person who doesn't know the Bible doesn't know the will of God
这是一个最重要的定律
This is a very important principle
一个基督徒对圣经轻看
A person were to despise the Bible
这个基督徒就没有办法去明白上帝的旨意
Then he cannot understand the will of God
因为神借着启示把他的心意向我们显明
Because God through the revelation renew his mind to us
你们当不真正认识归正福音运动的时候
If you do not truly understand the movement of reform theology
你会认为唐牧师为什么这么凶
You will think that why said the pastor is so fierce
这么爱批评人
That he want to critique others
这么爱论断灵恩派的人
You want to critique about the charismatic movement
我跟他们没有仇恨
I have no hatred with the enemy with them
也没有一个人可以妨碍我的工作
But no one can hinder my ministry
那为什么点出这其中的一些困难呢
Why is that I want to point out this difficulty?
因为灵恩派里面的启示论 大有问题。
Because the doctrine of revelation with the charismatic movement has big problems.
从现象看
，from phenomena，
灵恩派好像领受最多启示
，charismatic seems to receive a lot of revelation。
而且他们好像直接与神有了关系
，as if they have direct relationship with God。
所以说神对我说
，that God spoke to me，
神感动我
，God has touched my heart，
神启示我
，God revealed to me。
那些灵性不成熟的人
，those who are not mature，spiritually，
对圣经的原则不了解的人
，to the principle of the Bible they do not。
大卫认为灵恩派这些领袖好像彼得、雅各、约翰，好像保罗，好像先知，这些从神领事。
They will feel that this is a leader of charismatic movement like Peter, like John. They receive that revelation of God directly.
所以从那种权威的形式
，so with that authoritative form，
那种认识神的道的直接的精神
，that kind of direct spirit to receive the word of God directly，
使许多人佩服的五体投地。
People just admire them。
但是事实是不是这样
？But is that so actually in fact
绝对不是的
no
为什么呢
why
因为当旧约跟新约的圣经已经启示结束的时候
because when it comes to the conclusion of the revelation of the Old and New Testament
神没有再启示有关的真理给任何一个人
God never revealed to any individual about this related truth
如果上帝再把一些新的启示给一些人
if God were to give some new revelation to certain people
把那些人领受的启示的内容是跟圣经同样价值的话
then the content of revelation of that people is equal with the Bible
也就等于说圣经还没有完成
Which means the Bible has not been completed yet.
所以上帝在启示另外一部分的另外一些人。
So then God revealed another portion to the charismatic people.
如果圣经还没有完成
，If the Bible has not been completed,
那表示过去的人信仰都不完全。
Which means the people in the past would their belief is not complete.
连彼得、雅各、约翰所领受的也不完全。
Even Peter, James, and John has not received a complete revelation.
若是这样的话
，If that is so,
历世历代的教会的根基是不稳固的。
Then down the age of the foundation.Of the church is shifting.
因为现在还有新的启示
Because now we still have new revelations.
所以呢，这是很严重的、很可怕的错误
So this is a very serious and fearsome mistake.
那么归正神学对这方面的看法是什么
Reform theology, what kind of view that we have on this?
神的启示文字记录已经结束了
God's revelation which is written in word is complete.
神对生命跟金钱的事已经完全启示下来
The things of the godliness of life and also living also is all revealed to us
这些都在圣经记载了
All is recorded in the Bible
所以圣经的一次交付圣徒的道
And that's why the Bible said the word was once given to the saints
这个一次不是表示神只有启示一次
Once doesn't mean God had revealed only once
这个一次是表示一次成全的那已经成全的那个总次
That which had been completed that called once
那么旧约新约的启示是多方多次次下来
So the revelation of Old and New Testament given in various ways and various times
这个是希伯来书第一章第一节就告诉
That's Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1
上帝自古时借着众先知多方多次的晓谕我们的
In the ancient past through the prophet God had revealed to us in various ways and various times
到末世的时候借着他的儿子亲自到这个世界上
But in the last days he through the son come to the world
所以旧约的启示是预备预言耶稣的到来
So the Old Testament revelation prepare for the coming of Christ
新约所领受的启示乃是揭示耶稣已经来了
So the New Testament revelation interpret Christ already come
所以旧约指向基督
So the Old Testament pointing to Christ
而新约回想基督
The New Testament recollect Christ
这整个旧约跟新约领受的神完美的启示
So the Old and New Testament receive the complete revelation of God
由圣经写成了
So after the Bible has been completed
这整个叫做一次交付圣徒的道
This totality is called the word once given to the apostles
那现在灵恩派的领袖还可以领受启示吗
So now the leader of Christian rule can they still
receive
revelation no more
再领受圣经的启示
No one can receive any more of the revelation as compared to the Bible
所以很多基督徒也讲错话了
So even Christians speak wrongly
昨天晚上上帝启示我
Last night God revealed to me
如果是这样的话
Is that so?
那么昨天你领受的启示今天你把它录下来我就多一本启示录了
Last time we received a revelation, right now we got in the book of Revelation.
没有启示录。
No, no more.
已经结束了。
It's complete.
那你说这些传道牧师领受上帝的感动，领受上帝的话，到底是不是启示呢？
You see that these people who received the touching of God, the moving of God, is it a revelation?
归正神学不用这个词。
Reformed theology never use this word again.
我们只能说这个是光照。这不是启示。
We cannot say this but illumination, no more revelation.
光照跟启示不同在哪里呢？
Illumination, where is the difference as compared to revelation?
启示已经结束了。
You know, the revelation is complete.
但是光来到的时候，
but when the light comes,
就把它照清楚了。
It's being shown.
你见到的鼻子眼睛都有了。
So I have the nose and the ears.
但你看得不大清楚。
But you don't see clearly.
所以呢，我要用光照你就看见了。
So I use the light to shine upon you. You see him clearly now.
所以光照的时候，
so when it's shine with the
light, 你就看清楚了。
You see clearly.
没有光照以前，
with the light,
它已经存在了。
It's existing.
明白吗？
You understand? No need any more revelation.
所以启示早就有了。
So revelation is already there.
但是光照使启示可以使人明白。
But revelation enables us to understand better.
上帝早就启示了因信称义的道理。
God has already revealed about this justification by faith.
但是历史历代的教会都不清楚。
But that the age of the church is not clear.
到了马丁路德的时候。
But when it comes to the time of Martin Luther,
马丁路德的时代，
when it comes to the time of Martin Luther,
这个光照就显明出来了。
And then illumination comes.
所以呢，我们就更清楚什么叫做因信称义的道理。
So all the more we understand about the doctrine of justification by faith.
这个越弄越糟糕，光照都没有了。启示还在那里。
But the revelation is still there.
现在光照没有了。
But no more illumination.
好，现在你明白了吗？
Now we understand.
没有光，
without the light,
照明。
Illuminate,
已经启示的
the revelation was
完整了
it's complete,
不大清楚
but not clear.
所以灵恩派的弟兄姊妹
so the Christian movement,
他们把光照跟启示呢把它混在一起乱讲一场
they have confused revelation and illumination.
那么谁要改正他呢
and who is to correct them?
当然一定要有改正嘛
but someone must correct them.
所以神就兴起我在这一方面来做指正的工作
because God raised me to correct these mistakes.
那么你指正的时候怎么样呢
so when you make correction,
那些讲道讲惯的人跟人家一讲的他就感到 不好意思
but
很羞耻
those who have been preaching in this manner they feel ashamed to be pointed out
所以结果灵恩派的人把我当成他的仇敌
so the charismatic people deem that I'm their enemy
其实他们应当感谢上帝
actually must thank God
免得继续不断在真理上错误下
lest they continue to wrong in the truth
如果他进到我的学院来读书
if they were to come to my seminary to study
我叫了他还要考书
and I will teach him a test them
我才知道他及格不及格
then I know whether they pass or fail
他可以毕业不毕业
whether they can graduate
但是很可惜灵恩派的许多的传道人不要好好读书也不要好研究神学
but pitiful enough because many people they don't study well
为什么不要读呢
why not to study
well 因为上帝启示我还有罪
because God revealed to me why need I study
我直接领受上帝启示
I received the revelation of God directly
所以我就不要再去读书了
so I didn't need to study anymore
所以这个就变成恶性循环
this is called a vicious cycle
所以我告诉你
I tell you
一个不愿意好好思想谦卑受神的启示的道来教导的人没有办法明白上帝的旨意。
A one who doesn't want to be humbled to be taught by the revealer of God can never understand the will of God.
那不明白上帝旨意的人
，So those who don't understand the will of God，
是不是谦卑承认不明白上帝的旨意
？Do they be humble to acknowledge that they don't know？
不是
，No。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他感到如果我一承认我不明白上帝的旨意，岂不是我落人之后了吗
？Because they thought that if I don't understand the will the revealer of God, I'm behind people.
既然神启示我，当然我才明白上帝旨意。是你不明白上帝的。
Since God has revealed to me, of course I'm the one who understands the will of God. You are the one who don't understand.
所以我们现在问的问题
，So our question is，
就是到底呢，这个人所谓领受启示，跟原有圣经的启示一样不一样的价值
？To say that you receive the revelation of God as compared to the original revelation of God in the Bible, is it the same value?
Same value?Same value?
Is it of the same value?
我问你呀、啊、
，I'm asking you，
你有没有蒙光照啊？
Are you being illuminated?
我现在问你啊
I'm asking you.
有一个人我蒙上帝启示
A one who said I will review by God.
好，你我说啊，你蒙上帝启示
I said you review by God.、
啊、这本圣经是上帝的启示
This Bible is the revelation of God.
你蒙上帝的启示
And also you receive the revelation of God.
那么你领受的启示跟保罗领受的同样价值吗
So what you receive as a revelation as what Paul received is the same value.
同样价值吗
Is it of the same value?
啊，我问你，不一样，哪一个高
Which is higher?
哪一个高
Which is higher?
圣经高
The Bible
如果圣经高
Everybody's higher，
那你的低为什么要我不要丢掉高的去找你低的呢？
So yours is lower， how should I throw away the higher and look for the lower？
如果圣经更高
If the Bible is higher，
那我们就来查经了，不必讲你的梦了，你的
Then we study the Bible not your word and your dreams，
因为有更高的嘛。
Because we have higher，
但是他们承认他们的比圣经低嘛。
But they acknowledge they are lower than the Bible，
他们多讲领受的启示，少解经，就证明他们不承认圣经比他高。
Because they talk more on their revelation than to have a Bible study, we prove that Bible is lower than their revelation.
所以，如果不尊重圣经，而认为他的经验比圣经更高的人，你想他怎么明白圣经？
So if those people who don't accept the Bible and only talk about own revelation, how can they fully understand the word of God?
那如果他领受的真的比圣经更高的话，
if what they receive is higher than what the Bible is,
那么这些灵恩派的领袖就比保罗、比彼得、比雅各、比先知、比大卫更靠近上帝。
So this leader of the charismatic is closer to God as compared to Paul and Peter and James and John.
但是很多事实证明，
But many facts were to prove
that 许多最大的灵恩派的领袖，
And some of the greatest of these charismatic leaders
生活充满许多的毛病，
Their life is filled with many many problems，
许多甚至是不圣洁的生活，
Many people live unholy life。
所以信徒眼睛要亮起来，要看清楚，
So Christian must be enlightened with our eyes。
如果他们的领受的启示是比圣经更低的话，
If their revelation is lower than the Bible，
我为什么要离开圣经去接受更低的呢？
Why must I leave the Bible and receive the lower？
如果他们领受的启示比圣经更高的话，
If their revelation is higher than the Bible，
他们所讲的可以不可以变成圣经呢？
What they have been expounded， can they turn into the Bible？
维持几千年还是上帝的话语？
Can it last for thousands of years and still remains the word of God？
没有办法的。
No way。
如果是一样的话，
If it's equal，
凭什么资格你说你领受的跟圣经是一样的？
In what qualification they can say that you receive which is equal to the Bible？
所以从启示论来看，
So from doctrine of revelation，
这是很危险的事情。
This is very dangerous。
为这个缘故我告诉你弟兄们，
Because of that I tell you brothers，
你不要因为教会要快快复兴起来，
No doubt because you want the church to grow fast，
所以放弃上帝的道，
So you renounce the word of God，
随便找各样的花样使人热闹起来，
And find all means to make the church to be busy，
派人到韩国去，
Send people to Korea，
派人到新加坡去，
Singapore，
派人到 Toronto 去，
Toronto，
派人到印尼去，
Send people to Indonesia，
找那些古里古怪的能够使教会兴旺的那些现象上的复兴，
to seek for those phenomenal blessings that the thought can revive the church。
哦，复了的圣经，神的灵已经启示先知使徒所讲的话，
and to regret the word that God has revealed through the prophet with the Holy Spirit。
这是第一个关键，
that's the first key。
我们怎么明白上帝的旨意？
How to understand the will of God？
上帝的旨意就是上帝的心意，
because the will of God is the mind of God。
上帝的心意就是神启示我们的真理，
and the mind of God is the revealed word of God。
我们透过神的道，
through the word of God，
明白神的心，
We understand the mind of God，
透过神的启示，
Through the revelation of God，
明白神的计划，
We understand the plan of God，
我们透过神借着圣灵所记载先知使徒写下的圣经，
Through the Holy Spirit works and is recorded in the Bible by the prophets，
我们看见上帝的计划，
We can see the plan of God。
那耶稣基督在这件事情上，
Jesus upon this thing，
他成了人最好的榜样，
He became the best example of us。
他祷告说，父啊，不是照我的意思，是照你的意思。
And that's why he prayed, Father, not according to my will, according to your will。
所以把人的意思配合于神的意思的时候，
So when man's mind comes to the mind of God，
这叫做遵行上帝的旨意。
That's got to be obedient to the word of God。
你要明白上帝的旨意吗？
Want to understand the mind of God？
你的心一定要先预备自己顺服神的意念。
You must prepare your mind to submit to the mind of God。
这就是圣经的话语。
That's the word of the Bible。
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
因为基督完全顺服上帝。
Because Christ totally obedient to God。
所以他成了所有有人性的人最好的榜样。
And that's why he become the best example for those with a human nature。
基督在地上做人的时候，
That Christ when he was a man，
他把肉身当作活祭，
The body he used as a sacrifice.
因为我们钉在十字架上死了。
And for our sake he was nailed to the cross and died.
胜过死亡，再从死里复活。
And overcome death, he resurrected from death.
然后他成为初熟的果子。
Become the first fruit.
那我们这些跟随主的人。我们与他一样的
and we are like him,
走他的道路
and walk his way,
效法他的行为
copy his example,
我们在他的死的形状上与他联合
in the death and in that form we are united with him,
我们也在他的复活的形状上与他联合
we are also resurrected in his former resurrection,
我们因一主同死与主同活
so we die and resurrected with Christ,
我们就有新生的样式
then we have a new form of life,
我们遵行神的旨意的时候
when you are obedient to the word of
my God, 我们就先效法基督
we want to copy that example of Christ,
不是照我的意思
not according to my mind,
那是照你的意思
according to your mind,
当你的意志顺从神的意志的时候
so when your will is submitted to the will of God,
你就明白怎样叫做遵行上帝的
旨意 Then I understand what is the doer of the will of God
上帝的旨意是顺全的
The will of God is perfect
上帝的旨意是可喜悦
It's pleasing to God
为什么说是可喜悦
Why pleasing
因为神所定的一切
Because what God has fixed
对那些真正明白的人
To those who truly understand
蒙救赎的人
To those who are saved
是令人喜爱的一件事情
It will be pleasing to us
所以一个人遵行上帝的旨意
So one who is a doer of the will of God
他虽然受苦
even,
还享受喜乐
even though he suffered he still enjoyed that joy
一个人不遵行上帝的旨意
a man who doesn't obey the will of God
享乐他心里还是痛苦
even though he enjoyed and he suffered in heart
这是基督徒与非基督徒不同的地方
that's a different Christian and non-Christians
非基督徒到哪里
the non-Christian where do they go
他们到夜总会去
they go to the nightclub
他们到哪里
where do they go
他们到戏院去
they go to the cinema
到赌博馆去
go to the gambling hall
到妓院去
go to the prostitute
他们去放纵情欲
they let loose their lust
邪恶淫乱
and also they be committed faithiness and sin
他们在里面找快乐
and then they are sick for joy
为什么呢
why
因为他们虚空
because they are empty inside
他们最终痛苦
and also sin they suffer
所以他们需要那些的快乐来遮盖他们的苦难
so they need those kinds of happiness to cover the suffering
那么这些快乐是真的快乐吗
this happiness is the true happiness
不是的
no
有个加拿大牧师
one Canadian pastor
他说世界的快乐是什么快乐呢
is the happiness of the world what kind of happiness is that
他用加拿大音讲过语
he's speaking up in Canadian language
弟兄姐妹
he said this kind of happiness
就是快落下来
is coming fast and then going away
快就落下来
become come fast and fade away fast
我很深的印象
I have a deep impression
快乐是什么呢
What is happiness
有快感
You have a sense of
快
joy and happiness
就落下来了
But it fades away quickly
你跳舞的时候快乐跳完落就没有了
When you dance you feel the happiness When after dance you know more happiness
玩你人的时候快乐一下子就没有
When you have a womanizing you feel happy at the time but not later
以后呢
After that
痛苦
You suffer.
良心的控告
your conscience,
就继续不断追逐
Your conscience accuse you.
不但如此
no, so,
几年以后
a few years later,
性病
you have the,
艾滋病
you have the sexual
在随着你
that follows you.
我前不久看到一篇文章
And some time ago I read an article.
二十年以后
20 years later,
全世界艾滋病的人可能超过两亿
Those who have contracted A in the future maybe 2 billion.
两亿的人200 million 可能还再超过
maybe you see that figure
50年以后呢
50 years later
可能已经有超过10亿的人
maybe 1 billion
所以这个世界要怎样才能改好呢
so this world how can we change to be good
除非回到上帝的
unless you come into the will of God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear and sisters
主啊我怎么明白你的
Lord how can I understand your will
我要我的意志顺从你的意志
I want to submit my mind to your mind
我的意志配合你的意志
My mind to go according to your mind
不是你的意志配合我的意志
Not your mind come to according to my mind
神的旨意
The will of God
就是神的心意
Is the mind of God
神的心意
The mind of God
透过启示告诉我
Through revelation it tells us
启示的成全
And also the completion of revelation
是全本圣经
It's the whole Bible
透过圣灵的引导
Through the guidance of Holy Spirit
我们好好研究圣经
We want to study the Bible well
我们好好思考圣经
We want to think well of the Bible
我们可以明白上帝的旨意
Then we can understand the will of God
这些关系一个连一个
All these connections
是不可减少的。
One by one, you cannot reduce even one.
不可节省的。
It cannot save even one.
No one, no even one step can be exempt.
我们不能够把其中的一个步骤把它省略。
没有办法省略。
Not even one step.
所以我们需要殷勤研读上帝的话。
So we must study the word well.
我相信我刚刚来给你们讲罗马书的时候。
I truly believe that when I first came to expound
the book of Paul, 很多人很有兴趣。
About being interested.
或者你们以为的我讲一个月就讲完了。
You thought probably one month I'll complete the whole exposition.
两个月解答问题都完了。
Maybe 2 months with a question and answer.
谁知道讲了三年都还不讲不完。
But 3 years we still haven't completed yet.
唐牧师这么长期这么啰嗦。
You're so long-winded.
但我问你啊。
But I want to ask you.
这三年你感到浪费时间。
These 3 years do we waste time?
有没有啊？上个礼拜。
Last week.
昨天不是上。
Yesterday actually, yesterday.
是今年台北。最后一次希伯来查经
is the last Hebrew exposition in Taipei.
原来他预备一个节目，我不知道。
They prepared items I didn't know.
讲完了以后
，after the completion，
有十多张的圣诞卡片
，more than 10 of Christmas cards，
几百个人签名
，hundreds of people sign，
祝贺唐牧师圣诞快乐
，congratulate Pastor Tang Merry Christmas，
几百个人签名
，hundreds of people sign，
是小的不得了
，so small in the world。
有的人说你不知道这几年我得到什么好处。
And Pastor, you don't know what kind of profit I have gained this year.
有的说我才知道原来神的旨意这么丰盛。
Some say that now I know the will of God so rich.
有的说我带我的岳母三个月，她现在要受洗了。
Some say that I brought my mother-in-law for 3 months. Now she want to be baptized.
有一个最抵挡上帝的学生，现在他悔改了。
A student who go against God the most, and now he repented.
昨天晚上我看那些看到半夜。
Last time I read those signatures until midnight.
我肯定一件事情。
I confirm one thing.
这几年的查经不是。
The expression this year is not a waste.
因为神的道就是这样。
Because the word is of God such.
你要做一个明白上帝旨意的人。
Do you want to be one who understands the word of God?
上帝的话。
Understand the word of God.
明白上帝的话。
Understand the word of God.
顺服上帝的话。
To be obedient to His word.
认识上帝的话。
To know the word of God.
神的心意。
Because the mind of God.
就是神的旨意。
It's the word of God.
神的心意。
And the mind of God.
已经启示出来。
It's revealed.
神的启示。
And the revelation of God.
就在圣经里。
It's in the Bible.
不在圣经外面
not outside the Bible
在圣经外面的启示
and the revelation outside the Bible
普遍启示
is the general revelation
在圣经里面的启示
the revelation in the Bible
基督里面的启示
the revelation in Christ
那是特殊的启示
that's a special revelation
感谢上帝
praise God
所以我们因为神的道明白上帝的
because of the word of God they understand the word of God
所以说你们要心意更新的变化
be renewed in your mind
而且要你们查验何为上帝善良寻求可喜悦的旨意
and to the test and approve what God's will is His good, pleasing and perfect will
为什么上帝的旨意是善良的
why is the will of God is good
因为神没有任何一件事是从不良的动机发出的
because there's no single thing from God come from the ulterior motive
上帝说我对你们所存的意念
and God said my mind to you
都是善良
it's all good
神没有不好的动机。
God doesn't have a bad motive.
你说神为什么给我苦呢
？Why is that God allow me to suffer?
神的旨意给我受这样的多的苦。
The will of God allow me to go through suffering.
这个后面的动机还是善良。
But behind that, the motive is still good.
正像你给你的孩子一些的训练。
Like when you give some training to your children.
他遇到困难的时候。
When he meet difficulties.
他怀疑你爱他。
He is doubtful that whether you love him.
这些训练是出于善良的。
But all these things come from good motive. When he meets difficulties,
他怀疑你爱他
he is doubtful that whether you love him.
这些训练是出于善良的。
But all these things come from good motive.
上帝的旨意一定是善良的。
The will of God is good.
上帝的旨意一定是寻全的。
It's perfect.
上帝的旨意一定是可行。
It must be pleasing.
所以我很非基督徒跟我们不同的地方。
So the different non-Christian us.
非基督徒找快乐。但是最后心中痛苦。
The non-Christian want to seek for happiness, let on their suffer in the heart.
基督徒在神的旨意里面受苦，心中喜乐。
Christian in the will of God, you suffer yet in the heart you rejoice.
Amen. 感谢主。
Praise God.
我每年听见好几次人这样对我说。
And many times in a year, I hear people telling me this.
牧师啊，你这么辛苦。
Pastor Tang, you work so hard.
我心里说，你都不是我，你怎么知道我辛苦
？I say you are not me. How do you know I suffer?
我看你很辛苦。
I see you. I see you suffer.
我说你怎么看我很辛苦，没有看我很喜乐
？How do you see that I suffer without seeing my joy？
你一年坐飞机300次这么辛苦
？In a year you are born on the air for 300 times you suffer。
我心里说耶稣都没有坐过飞机。
I said Jesus has never ridden on the plane。
我一年可以坐300次飞机。
But I came on the plane for 300 times。
我这么感谢主。
How do I thank God？
在疲倦的时候
，So when I'm tired，
喜乐。
I joyful.
劳苦的时候
when I labor,
喜乐
I'm joyful.
累的时候
when I'm exhausted,
喜乐
I rejoice.
病的时候
when I'm sick,
也喜乐
I rejoice.
连咳嗽的时候
when I cough,
也喜乐
I rejoice.
你说咳嗽有什么好喜乐
what's there to rejoice when you cough?
你们咳嗽，你感到很不舒服。
You know when you cough, you feel uncomfortable.
我每次咳嗽想一件事情。
Every time I cough, I think one thing.
什么事情
？What's that?
上帝奇妙。
God is wonderful.
因为哈
，Why?
我们人的身体
，Our body，
所有的毛发
，All your hair，
都是向下的。
Is downwards.
除了上面，上面这个就是
Other than this one，
向上，其他都是向下。
All downwards，
全部都是向下。
All grow downwards，
但是有一个地方
，But there's one place，
里面的肉的毛刺
，And also the whole of the air，
毛刺。不是气，这个毛肉刺，这个毛啊。
Okay, the hair.
那是向上不向下
？Grow up.
在哪里啊
？Where?
在你的气管里面。
In the larynx.
啊，一直到你的这个支气管。
And come to your this larynx.
里面的都是向上。
All pointing upwards.
为什么呢
？Why?
当有痰跑到气管里面的时候。
Because when the phlegm that come into it. When you cough,
它就上来一点。
You come a little bit,
它就
and I cough,
就跑出来了。
And they cough totally.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
如果那里面的毛是向下的
，and the hair there is downward, downward,
下去。
The more you cough, the more it goes in.
那你的肺就变得很重很重了。
Then your lung will be heavy.
早就死了。
You will die soon.
所以我连咳嗽都感谢上帝。
So when I cough, I praise God.
每次咳嗽的时候
，every time when I cough,
我就记得里面的毛向上的。
The hair in this great upward.
感谢
Praise God.
所以它没有进去。
Praise God. It didn't go.
当你思念神的时候
So when I think about God
神的旨意永远是善良
The will of God forever is good
尊全的
It's perfect
Clear
It's pleasing
大家说善良的尊全的可喜的神的旨意就是这样
The will of God is such
那你说、哦、现在我明白了
So you know I understand
你明白什么呢
What do you understand
你明白神旨意了吗
You understand the will of God
我刚讲一点呢
I put a little bit
我在印尼讲了12个钟头半
But you didn't say I preached for 2.5 hours.
你说我现在开始明白一点点。
Now I start to understand a little bit.
我如果用十二个钟头跟你讲神的旨意，可能你越来越兴趣。
If I were to speak to you on 2.5 hours on will of God, the more you are interested now.
你就一步一步引人入胜，进到更丰盛的地步。
So one step by step, you are led into the interest of it.
但我讲这一节，我不会用十二个钟头。
But when I expound this word, not 12 hours.
就是十二个钟头等于。等你三个月
，because that'll be 3 months.
那我不可能不能讲这么久了。
I cannot talk so long.
好，请你注意哈。
So pay attention.
那上帝的旨意
，the will of God.
我明白上帝的旨意
，to understand the will of God.
那么上帝到底对谁讲他的旨意
？To whom that God speak His mind?
对那些真正爱他、寻找他的。
To those who truly love him and to seek after him.
所以你不要说我买了一本圣经，我就可以明白上帝。
So don't say that you buy a Bible and you can understand the will of God.
你家里有几本圣经，可能圣经对你是封闭。
No matter how many copies of Bible you have at home, maybe it's close to you.
可能你没有钱买圣经。
Maybe you don't have money to buy the Bible.
或者你的圣经被人撕破了。
Or you have torn your Bible.
像在中国大陆几十年。有很多基督徒没有机会读。
Like in China for decades, many Christians don't have a chance to read the Bible.
但是他们把背过的圣经
，But the Bible they memorize，
听过的圣经
，What they've heard，
信仰的圣经
，The Bible they believe，
坚守在他心灵深处
，What they keep in the spirit。
他们虽然没有机会再好好读圣经，他们明白上帝的旨意。
Even though they don't have a chance to read the Bible, well they understand the will of God。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这是 very paradoxical 反合性的真理。
Because it's very paradoxical。
圣经像某一些人是闭。起来的
To some people, the Bible is closed.
像某一些人是打开了
To others, they are open.
所以你说我要明白，谁可以明白上帝的旨意
？So you say I want to understand the will of God. Who can understand the will of God?
神的旨意向谁打开了
？To whom that the will of God is open?
耶稣基督说
，Jesus said,
上帝的旨意
，the will of God，
上帝的心意
，the mind of God，
对那些自以为聪明的人就关闭起来
，to those who feel their intelligence is closed，
但对孩子就打开了
，but to the children is open。
所以那些经学家。
So those the Bible interpreters,
法利赛人
those Pharisees,
文士
those scribes,
专门研究圣经的人
when they study the Bible,
结果他们越读越不明白上帝
the more they study, the more they less to understand.
但是很奇怪的
but strange enough,
有些没有多大学问的
some want to learn,
但是以谦卑的心
but with heart of humility,
顺从的心
heart of obedience,
向神打开的时候
when they open themselves to God,
他的话就在他们心中继续光照做工
the word of God continues to work and illuminate them.
感谢上帝
praise God,
所以神的旨意
so the will of God,
向谁显明出来。
To whom will it be revealed?
我等下继续讲这一段的时候。
When I continue to preach on this,
我现在先告诉你。
But I tell you first.
为什么我讲神的旨意讲十多个钟头
？Why did I spend 12 hours to preach the will of God?
神的创造中的旨意。
I see the will of God in creation.
神在宇宙中。进程的旨意
and the will of God in the process of the universe
是在历史中的旨意
and God's will in history
是在自然界中的旨意
God's will in nature
是在教会中的旨意
God's will in the church
是在救赎里面的旨意
God's will in redemption
是在个人里面的旨意
God's will in individual
在侍奉的旨意
God's will in ministry
在生活的旨意
God's will in life
在基督徒工作的应当有的精神上的旨意
and God's will in the spirit of our work
所以我们讲的时候包罗万象把整个天地万物知道每一个基督徒个人的生活都包容在里面
So it includes the whole universe and also ourselves as individual
圣经全部交代清楚
It's all been spoken by the Bible
你说谁明白呢
Who can understand
这里提了两个字
Here you talk about two
也就是两个最重要的原则
Very two important principles
一
First
查
The test
第二
The second
验
The proof
Approve 你要 observe and experiment
And observe and experiment.
Observation.
The observation.
Experiment.
Now you 尝试
You see clearly.
你清楚看见了
Prove it yourself.
然后你自己能够试验
查验
The observation and experiment.
验
Observation and 查 Testing.
验上帝给我们眼睛
God allow us to have eyes.
要我们明察秋毫
So that we examine clearly.
要仔细观察
So very clearly we observe.
把我们的深思明辨
Then we thought through it clearly.
好好去试验出来
And we must test it out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
这一句话
This statement.
包含了比许多哲学更伟大的原理在
It includes also the principle greater than many of philosophers of principle
中国共产党
In Chinese communism
过了几十年以后
Only after decades
结果发现有许多的理论行不通的
They discovered that some of the theory cannot be practical
结果怎么办呢
What to do
一定要放弃了
They must renounce it
那还没有觉悟以前
Before they realize it
他们讲一句话
They say this
战无不胜的毛泽东思想万胜
毛泽东 start a longevity because it conquered all things
Long life 毛泽东 stop 就是战无不胜的 Always conquering永远都是得胜
It's always conquering
那这个是迷信
But this is superstition
所以他不是查验上帝的旨意
So he doesn't examine the will of God
他是迷信毛泽东的理论
They're only by superstition in the theory of 毛泽东
你懂吗上帝没有说神的话永远对的你只要迷信你只要照着做就好了
God did not say that the word, this word of 毛泽东 is always like you must believe
你看上帝这么开通
Say God is so open
你查
You examine
你验
You test
你先看
You look first.
然后你在实践中间去把它实验出来。
Then you're doing the practice.
然后你明白上帝的。
Then you understand the will of God.
我很奇怪的。
I feel strange.
2000 years ago.
2000 years ago.
保罗讲这样的话。
Paul said this.
2000 years以后。
2000 years later.
毛泽东讲了一句话。
毛泽东 said another word.
战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁。
And longevity of the 毛泽东 thought was all conquering.
万岁。
Longevity.
万岁。
Longevity.
10,000 years.
10,000 years.
那么呢毛泽东死了两年
But after Mao had died for 2 years
中国共产党宣布不再印毛泽东语录
The Communist Party said they did not publish any more his words
不是万岁
Not 10,000 years
是两岁
2 years
对不对呢
2 years
也毛泽东死了以后
And after his death
中国慢慢从文化大革命的残迹慢慢收拾回来
And China after recover from the Cultural Revolution.
邓小平后来讲一句话。
邓小平 said,
他说什么？黑猫白猫啊，你来了细细知道猫。
You only know black cat and white cat.
他讲一句很重要的话。
He said a very important thing.
他说什么？实践是检验真理唯一的办法。实践
and practice
是检验真理。
Is the only way to test the truth.
所以真理是不是真理呢
Truth is it truth.
你实践
You got to practice it.
去检验它
And then you test it.
这句话就靠近圣经这一句吧
This is closer to the what the Bible says.
你知道吗
You know?
哇大家伟大伟大保罗早就讲
Everybody says it's great, but Paul has said it already.
查再加上验
Examine and test.
而且查的时候
when you observe, examine,
是查神的不是查人的
you examine God's not man's
验的时候
when you test
不是验两岁的
not test the one who is 2 years old
是验永恒的
eternity you test
所以我研究哲学
so when I study philosophy
我教哲学
I teach philosophy
几十年
tens of years
我发现人很可怜
I see the men are so pitiful
人常常跑几十年冤枉路
Many times we have gone astray for tens of years.
后来知道错了。
Later you find that you're wrong.
后悔以后。
When you regret.
讲一句比较靠近圣经的话。
You say a word which is close to the Bible.
是两千年前就有了。
It's spoken 2,000 years ago.
再跑几千年。
Then you walk for decades again.
跑错了回来。
Gone astray and come back.
原来圣经早就有了。
The Bible is saying.
所以人笨不笨。
So man is it foolish?
人聪明不聪明。
Is man intelligent?
人很聪明。
Man is intelligent, yes.
但不智慧。
But no wisdom.
人有知识,
they have the knowledge.
没有智慧,
without wisdom.
人有内容,
men have the contents.
没有方向,
but without direction.
人有建造,
but men have buildings, construction.
没有根基,
without a foundation.
人有现象,
men have phenomena.
没有本质,
without substance.
人只有表面所知的是东西,
men have things with no superficially.
没有永恒关联的意义,
without the eternal connection meaning.
很可怜的事,
pitiful.
保罗在这里说呢,
Paul here said,
你心意更新变化。
When you renew your mind,
然后呢,
then
你就查验,
you can examine
上帝的旨意,
the will of God.
什么是上帝的旨意?
What is the will of God?
上帝什么旨意呢?
What will of God?
上帝什么性质的旨意呢?
What the nature of the will?
善良的,
good,
寻求的,
perfect,
可喜悦的旨意,
and pleasing.
那请你注意这个第一章、第十二章、第一、第二这几节。
You want to pay attention to chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
里面有个关联,
there's a connection.
有个位分,
there is a position.
整个希腊哲学所没有的,
it's what's lacking in the whole Greek philosophy.
现在再用一些的哲学跟圣经的比较来开发你们的思想。
So I use some of the comparisons of philosophy and the Bible to illuminate your mind.
柏拉图说人大致可以分成三个部分。
Plato said that man can be divided into three parts.
第一部分是从你腰下面的。
The first is below the waist.
这个就是你的毅力。
That is the will,
你的情欲,
and your lust,
你的性,
your sex,
你的 will, 意志,
and your will.
第二,
the second,
就从你的头到腰的这一部分,
from head to the waist,
这就是你心作所在,
that is your heart as a center, your love,
你的恨,
your hatred,
你的着急,
and also,
你的悲哀,
your sorrow,
你的快乐,
your joy,
你的盼望,
your hope,
这是感情的地方,
this emotion.
第三,
the third,
就从你心向上的就是脑,
up from the heart until your brain,
你的思想,
your thinking,
你的理性,
your,
你的逻辑,
your logic,
你的研究,
your study,
你的观察,
your observation,
你的思考,
your thinking.
这三部分构成一个人,
this three part compose a man.
其他的头发啦、眼皮啦、嘴唇，这些都是器具的。不是主道式的
and all others are appendix, instrumental
啊，不是这个 dominant， 哎，不是 guiding，
it's not dominant or guiding one，
不是引导的
，not the guiding one，
引导我们的
，what that guide us，
有三个重要的部分
，three important parts，
头脑
，the brain，
心
，heart，
同你腰的性的功用。
And also the sexual function of your will.
他把性的功用放在意志里面。
He put the sexual function in the will.
把感情放在心的里面。
Emotion in the heart.
把理性放在头里面。
And also there's a reasoning in the mind.
他说大自然造人的。
It's in nature when it created man.
按照高低等次。
According to the high to the low level.
所以重要的在最高。
So the most important are the highest.
次要的在中间。
Second important in the middle.
最不重要的在下面。
The less important down here.
所以一个人如果用意志行事。
So if a person were to practice with the will.
这个人什么的照他要什么就做什么。这个是低级的。
According to what he desires, you're doing this the lowest class of people.
有什么意念就冲出来。
Whatever will you do it.
要做什么就做什么。
Whatever you want to do, you do.
这个很注重意志。
Place important on the will.
注重意念。
On desire.
注重性。
On sex.
这种是很低级的。
Very low class.
第二种人
the second,
用你的感情去控制你的意思
use your emotion to control your will
应当不应当
should not should not
可以不可以
can I do that
要用真正的爱
with a true love
去引导你的意志
to guide your will
用纯洁的感情
a pure emotion
去带领你的行动
to guide your action
那这个是高级的
that's a higher class
但是感情
but emotion
很猛烈的时候
When it's so furious,
就非常强烈的时候
，when it's explosive,
你要用头脑好好冷静思想
，you must use your mind to calm it down,
免得你的感情呢
，less emotion, you move,
就变成了被意念所引导了
，then it being guided by the will,
所以应当感情引导意念
So your this emotion must guide your will.
感情引导意志。
Emotion must guide your will.
但是呢
，But then
感情不是最高的。
And emotion is the highest.
所以要用思想引导感情。
So you must use your mind to guide your heart.
你啊
your ，emotion. You love.
先想。
You think.
想想看。
Think.
想清楚。
Think clearly.
想得对。
Think is right.
才发乎你的感情。
Then only you do from your emotion.
好不好啊
？Is that good?
请不要讲话。
Don't talk.
那么。意志被感情所管理的时候
So when the will is being controlled by the emotion
你就比较高潮
You are higher
当你的感情被思想管理的时候
When emotion being controlled by your mind
你是最高潮
You are the highest
所以希腊人
So the Greek
最尊重的就是哲学家
What they respect more is the philosophers
为什么呢
Why?
因为哲学家是最智慧的人
Because the philosophers are the wisest
Philosophy
Philosophy
Philosophers Philia Sophia
Philia Sophia
Philia Sophia
And Philia Sophia
我爱智慧
I love wisdom
对智慧的爱好
The love of this wisdom
Come on 追求有智慧的人生
Desire and seek the wise life
这个叫做哲学家
That's called philosopher
So a philosopher is a wisdom lover
一个哲学家乃是智慧的爱好者
A philosopher is a person who is chasingAfter the wisdom,
知识家乃是追寻这个智慧的。
他愿意做有智慧的。
He wants to be a wise man.
当他这做了智慧的时候
，When he had the wisdom,
智慧在他的生命中间占最高峰。
Wisdom in his life occupied the highest place.
用理智控制感。
Using the mind to control the emotion.
在用感情控制我的。
And emotion to control my will.
这意志最低。
So the will is the lowest,
理智最高
and the mind is highest.
用理智控制你一生的时候
So when you use the mind to control your whole life,
你是最高的
You are the highest.
好不好
Is that good?
好不好、啊、所以你说这个人爱不爱合理的
So is this man reasonable?
他做的是合理的
Whether what he does is reasonable?
他下的决心是合理
And also his mind is reasonable?
他无论什么用理智来处理
Whatever he does, he does according to mind.
所以合理的人是
So reasonable.
这个人很伟大
Great.
那这种思想呢
This kind of thinking.
变成希腊古典哲学的这一个传统
Become the tradition of the classical Greek.
The classical Greek philosophy.
Become the
classical Greek tradition. 叫传下来
Because tradition.
到了理性世代的时候
When it comes to the rationalistic age
Rational 这个 period 就是十七十八世纪
17th and 18th century
大家重新尊重佩服古希腊伟大的神
When the people re-esteem the old classical Greek philosophy
但是当我
But when it comes to me
看这段圣经
When I read this passage
我就做一个比较的
I make a comparison
意志用感情去控制
Will to be controlled by the emotion
感情用理智去控制
And emotion to be controlled by your mind
那理智被谁控制
Then who controls the mind now?
希腊哲学说
Greek says
我不知道
I don't know Greek philosopher says I don't know
没了
No more
就是这样
That's the end
结束了
That's the end
结束了
That's the end
理智控制一切
So when you use the mind to control all things
什么叫做合理
What are reasonable
什么叫做理智呢
What am I to be intellectual?
柏拉图想通的
And what Plato has thought through?
Aristotle 不接受
Aristotle never received it.
Aristotle 想通的
What the Aristotle has thought through?
他的学生不赞成
His disciple never agreed.
所以到底谁的理才是理
Whose mind is the best mind?
用谁的理控制谁的情
Using whose mind to control whose emotion?
我的理根本不愿意引导你的情
My mind doesn't want to lead the emotion.
我的情也不愿意受你的理所管
My emotion doesn't want to be led by your mind.
所以这个只能走个人主义了
So you go to individualism.
我管你管
I don't care whether you agree.
你的理是你的理
Is your reason your reason?
我的理是我的理
My mind is my mind.
我理管我情我情管我意好了
Because my mind will control my will.
我一管我行，好了。
Emotion my will.
你不一管我
，don't control me.
所以中国人就更清楚了。
So the Chinese are clearer.
什么理
？What reason？
公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
The grandfather has grandfather's mind. The grandmother has grandmother's mind.
公有公理，婆有婆理。
So each have their own mind.
那婆公吵架的时候呢
？So when a grandfather cries,
大家看自己是真理，对方是岂有此理
？Everybody see that they are reasonable, others are not reasonable.
所以没办法。
So no way.
所以我告诉你，
在交流
多伟大的哲学。
How great the philosophy is.
都在死相中间解脱不了。
They're walking in the dead end.
没有办法解脱出来。
No way to be liberated.
No breakthrough.
No breakthrough.
No liberation.
不能够再被解放。
No way out.
不，这死胡同。
That end.
That end.
怎么样呢
？What to do now?
伟大吗
？Is it great?
伟大。
Great.
但是。
But then.
事实证明。
The facts will prove it.
理性走到某一个 定顶端的时候
，When rationality comes to the ultimate point，
没有办法再出去
，No way to break through。
所以整个希腊的宇宙观
，So the Greek worldview，
no open system，
没有开放系统。
整个希腊的理性观
，The whole Greek mind
是一个 dead end。
It's a dead end.
整个希腊的这个艺术观
，The whole Greek view of art,
no point.
没有 no point.
No aim.
没有目的。
No hope.
没有希望。
No eternity.
也没有永恒。
啊，这些呢，我今天讲这句话是结论，因为要把它讲出来要几个钟头，你才慢慢明白，原来是这么困难的事情。
I'm talking only about conclusions. To expand on this, I spent been hours.
但是圣经早就讲。
My Bible said long ago.
你心意更新变了。
They're renewing your mind.
不要效法这个事。
Do not conform the pattern of the world.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为基督徒不是属于这世界。
Because Christians don't belong to the world.
基督徒属于那世界。
We belong to that world.
所以从这个世界的封闭里面找到一条出路突破。
So from the closest of this world, we find a way breakthrough.
我信上
帝。I believe God.
全能的父。
The Almighty God.
创造天地。
The Creator of heaven and earth.
我信他启示。
I believe his revelation.
所以圣经光照我的思想。
And when the Bible illuminates my mind.
我信他差遣儿子耶稣基督。
I believe he sent his son to us.
圣救我的灵魂
and to save my soul.
我信圣灵
I believe the Holy Spirit
重生我
and to
光照我
illuminate
用启示的圣经
and to use and review Bible
改变我
to change my mind
所以这样我们看基督教用什么办法处理这一切的事情
so then we see that how Christians deal with all these things
是的我要用我的感情
I want to use my emotion
来克服我的意志
to control my will
我要用我的理智
use my mind
来克服我的感情
to control my emotion
但是谁管理我的理智
but then who is in control my mind
谁管理我的思想
Who control my mind
圣经说
The Bible says
圣灵
The Holy Spirit
来了
Comes
要叫你们想起我对你们讲的话
That you recollect what I've spoken to you
这个我要出来了
And now
My comes, mind is not an dead end
我的这个理性不是死胡同
My mind is not an absolute closed system
我的思想不是一个关闭的系统
My mind is not perfect
我的思想不是完全的
My mind has a fallacy
我的思想有它的这个弱点。
My mind has been created within the limitation.
它被造的时候是有限的。
My mind has been polluted by sin.
我的思想受罪的玷污。
So this sinful mind.
那个有罪的这个思想。
Polluted mind.
这被玷污的思想。
Created mind.
被造的思想。
Needs the new and the fresh guidance of the creator.
我们需要这个创造者再次重新的来引导光照我们
继续不断的
continually
新鲜的引导
and renewed leading
怎么可能呢
how is it possible
更新了变化
renew and change
更新了
renew and change
更新了变化
renew and change
变化到一个地步呢
change until
我们就从地上的形式
from the earthly form
变成引导天上的形式
we have the heavenly form
reflects the heavenly formOf the eternity of God,
我们就反射神在永恒的形象。
是感谢上帝。
Praise God.
当世界不了解我们的时候
，When the world doesn't understand us,
我们不要怕他。
Do not be afraid.
我们心灵深处知道
，Because deep in the heart, you know.
我们在心里变化过程中。
We are in the process of renewing our mind.
我们不是属于这个世界。
We do not belong to the world.
世界的我想不通。
The world say cannot, we cannot understand.
你对他谢谢你。
When I say thank you.
你想不通。
They cannot understand.
但你就在那边想不通。
And you continue in that understanding.
我跟你不一样。
I'm different from you.
你们养过蚕没有啊
？You know, have you ever have this
silkworm?
Silkworm.
你们养过蚕没有、啊、
？Have you ever read silkworm?
没有哈、啊。你们读过蚕的事情吗
？But you've read about it.
看过蚕的 video 吗
？And have you watched a video about silkworm?
蚕就像虫。
They are like this worms.
但蚕跟虫不同的地方在哪
？But what's different?
虫永永远是虫。
Those worms are forever worms.
蚕
，but the silkworm
有一天变成什么
？One day will turn into
变成卷，啊，在蛹里面，后来蛹里面，啊，这个里面的。这个卷就变成什么
？In that cocoon, it will start to change.
啊，就慢慢变成好像蝴蝶一样的东西。
It turns to the butterfly.
有一天它长大了以后呢
？And when it grows,
它就开始咬。
It starts to bite the cocoon.
把那个蛹啊的这个尖的地方把它咬破了。
And also will break the cocoon.
咬不出来的时候
，Then when it comes,
它有翅膀。
With the wings,
它可以飞的。
It flies.
这个叫做更新变化。
And this is renew and change.
你懂吗？别的毛虫。
And other kind of worms,
永远是毛毛虫。
Forever they are worms.
永远就是虫。
Forever they are worms.
那么他看这个蝴蝶的时候
well, but when he look at the butterfly,
他说你是谁？
Who are you?
他说我从前像你。
I was like you in the past.
现在我不像你。
No, I'm different from you.
为什么你不像我？
Why are you not like me?
因为我已经更新变化。
Because I'm renewed and changed.
你呢？
What about you?
不能跟，不能新，不能变，不能化。
You cannot change, cannot renew.
你永远就是那样。
Forever you're a worm.
所以基督徒的生命跟非基督的生命是这样。
So the life of Christian and non-Christian is the same.
不一样的。
It's different.
那我小的时候在中国。
So when I was young, I was in China.
我三年级的八岁的时候。
So when I was 8 years old.
我大概有几个月天天跟蚕在一起。
A few months I lived together with a silkworm.
我养蚕。
Because I read silkworm.
我看蚕。
When I look at a silkworm.
怎么长大长大到最后呢？头也不见，眼睛不见，脚不见。
It grows, let them disappear with the eyes.
为什么呢？
Legs, why?
它一直吐丝吐丝，把自己卷到最后的里面。变化的时候，整个脚都缩进去了，
because,
头也不见，变成一粒花生。
Because if all the fruit to bind it up like a peanut.
那我很奇怪，为什么不给我看呢？
I feel very strange. How come I cannot watch it?
从前我看他走来走去。
In the past, he is walking.
现在嘟嘟嘟嘟，还是不给我看了。
But that with the cell by itself.
我很想看看里面是什么。
I want to see what's inside.
我又没有 X 光。
I don't have X-ray.
我就用剪刀把它剪。
I use scissors to cut it.
一剪拉出来一粒花生。
I see a peanut.
脚没有了。
Without legs.
头没有了。
Without head.
什么都没有了。那个像一个花生一样的，
那个 peanut
也不动了，
you never move，
也不吃了，
you never eat，
平常一只蚕嘛，
silkworm，
一天就吃几片几十片的叶子，
a few tens of these leaves，
一直吃一直吃，
eat tens of the leaves，
给它多少叶子都完了，
however much you give it to eat，
越来越大越来越大，
and grow and grow，
大到最后呢，
and later on，
吐丝了。
It has a
哇，很好看的。
Very beautiful.
你们马来西亚的人没有养过蚕。
You know, in Malaysia we never raised a worm.
如果你有回去中国哈，
you go back to China,
去住几个月养蚕再回来。
And live a few months and raised a worm.
你就明白我在讲什么。
You understand what I'm saying.
你也更明白我要解释的是什么。
And understand why people are smart.
吐了丝以后，
after the silk,
就把自己遮盖起来。
It covers itself.
整个丝都是白的。
And it's white with silk.
变成一个白白的。
And become a white thing.
白白的。
And white thing.
像蛋一样的。
Like an egg.
但又不像。
But it's not like.
因为蛋壳是很硬的。
Because the egg is very hard and shell.
这个丝的这个卷是很薄很软的。
But this silk also is very soft.
所以里面没有声音。
No noise.
那个时候呢，它休息。
Then it's resting.
你也休息了。
You also rest.
它不吃。
It
也不必忙着找叶子给他吃。
You then have to feed it with the leaves.
所以你等他在哪里
？So wait.
那你说他静了
？That is quiet.
他才不静呢。
It is not quiet.
他在里面变化。
It is changing.
慢慢变。
Changing.
变到最后呢
？And later on.
又跑出脚了。
And with the leg coming out.
从前的脚很多。
And in the past,
现在脚只有几个。
Not only a few legs.
我不记得是六个还是八个。
I don't know six or eight.
那么呢？后来呢？从前的这个脚一粒一粒一粒可以走的，好像这样哈，就像毛虫。
They can move.
现在不是的。
那 no more.
你们。看那个虫草知道吗？那虫草就好像一粒一粒，就那个蚕就是一样那样的。
Kind of legs they have.
现在没有那么多久了。
But no more. So many.
从前的脚短的不得了。
In the past, little short.
现在脚长。
那的这个 longer.
越来越长越长。
Longer and longer.
而且长了以后呢
？After that.
慢慢不久以后呢
？Later on.
从这个背后。
And the back there.
伸出翅膀出来。
There the wings grow.
翅膀出来了。
After the wings grow.
头也出来了。
The head comes.
眼睛再出来了。
The eyes come.
比过去的更大。
And bigger than the past.
整个变化了。
It changed.
有头。有眼睛
with the eyes,
有翅膀
with the wings,
有脚
with the legs,
但是呢它还不能出来
it cannot come out.
为什么呢
Why?
因为它的翅膀呢要等到有力量它才能出来
because the wind has to be strengthened before it can come.
所以我们这些调皮的孩子
so we are naughty boys,
一直等了很久不出来
we waited for a long time and never comes.
再见
so we just see the cut
剪了以后呢
after that,
看进去
and look at it,
它也看你
it has looked at you.
因为它有头有眼睛吗
with the eyes and the legs,
就是弱弱的翅膀还小
very weak, wings are small.
凡是没有成功的
That wasn't successful.
你把它剪破的
When you cut it with the scissors,
它就走出来了
It'll come.
它就小小翅膀就走出来
Small wing it comes.
走出来以后呢
When after crawl,
永远走不能飞
Whatever it crawls never fly.
为什么呢
Why?
时间没到你把它剪
The time has not come but you cut it.
为什么呢
Why?
苦难还没有训练成功不可帮助它
Because you cannot help people who are suffering.
哎，这个很深的道理
Deep.
这个是圣经的道理。
Biblical truth.
当上帝用苦难磨练一个人的时候
，When God used suffering to train a person,
你太疼他的时候，就把他的奋斗力把它剪掉。
If you love them too much, you cut their wings.
凡事还没有成功被剪掉的
，Those who are cut prematurely,
他就出来。
You come,
就一直走
crawling,
像老人家一直走
crawling like old man,
不能飞
cannot fly,
也不进去了
and without going anymore,
走到最后就死了
and later he died,
他就活一下就死了
Life's a little, live for a little while and die,
那些没有剪出来的
and that which is not cut,
他在里面慢慢
and it,
翅膀越来越大
strong and stronger with the wings,
听见声音，啪啪啪。
You see the wagging of the wings.
声音一直有声音。
The noise inside.
后来你再等一天。
You wait one more day, one more day.
不要剪它。
Don't cut it.
忍耐。
Be patient.
让它牙齿都生出来。
So that even the teeth come.
它就开始。就咬了，
然后 start to bite，
把前面的咬的洞越来越大
，bite the hole
越来越大
，and begin to get with hole，
出去
，you come，
可以了，身体不能出
，you come without the body，
他再竖回去再咬
，you go back and then，
再出去，脚不能出去
，and then get out，
头再伸进去再咬
，then you bite again，
咬到大大的
，and then with a big hole，
刚刚好大的身体
，just nice，
他就大摇大摆跑出来
，it'll come。
一跑出来以后呢
after it come
那个在里面一直整一直整的翅膀
and the wing that you're wetting
练到筋骨都已经孤立够力
strengthened now
当它一出来就说
when it comes
可以飞了
it flies
你明白吗
understand
这就变成从树地变成树田
so the earthly now become heavenly
感谢上
praise God
我把身体献上
I sacrifice my body
当作活祭
as living sacrifice
是上帝所喜悦的
is pleasing to God
是圣洁的
Is holy,
是理所当然的
is the reasonable,
是上帝所需要的
is acceptable by God.
那我就怎么样呢
What do I do now?
更新变化
Renew,
不效法世界
do not become
因为这个世界是我要灭亡
Because the world perish,
我不属这个世界
I don't belong to the world,
我属那个世界
I belong to that world.
所以我就寻求
So I seek
查
and examine,
验
I test
上帝的旨意
the will of God.
我的奉献
My dedication,
是上帝所需要的
is God pleasing God.
上帝的旨意
God's will,
是我所需要的
is what I'm pleased.
彼此越来越契
So、we
你看到没有很美的经文
You're pleasing to each other.
我怎样成为活祭朝上帝喜悦
Living sacrifice we're pleasing to God
上帝使我遵循他的旨意使我喜悦
I be the will of God and God is pleasing to me
我圣洁的生活
I have a holy life
他使我有寻求的美意
He give me have a perfect will
我理所当然奉献
It's the reason why I give myself
他有善良的旨意给我
With a good will he give to me
我讲差验上帝的旨意
I want to test and examine
心里更新了
Renew my mind
到最后呢
Finally
我因为遵循神的旨意
Because I'm doer of his will
地上的生活
Earthly life
变成过一个数天的生活
I live a heavenly life
永远与神同
Eternally I'm with God
感谢上帝
Praise God
我们每一个基督徒
Every Christian
在地上
Upon the earth
要查验上帝的旨意
When they examine and test the will of God
遵循上帝的旨意
And be the doer of his will
顺从上帝的旨意
Be obedient to his will
到最后呢
Finally
行完上帝的旨意
And finish his will
也我们就变成数天的人
Then we are heavenly now
Amen 感谢上帝
Praise God
求主保守我们
Let God keep us
给我们对他的真理的明白
To understand how his truth
是一层一层进到更深更完美
His level by level deep, we go into the perfection
我们明年
next year
会继续讲
we continue to expound
有了这一个奉献
with this dedication
有了遵循神旨意的生活
and also a life that is going to according to the will of God
我们怎样看自己
how do we look at ourselves
我是谁
who am I
我现在看我有翅膀了
I have the wing now I see
我不是一个爬虫
I'm not the one to crawl
我是一个飞碟
I want to fly the butterfly
我能飞了
I can fly
那我怎么变化
how do I change
变化之后
after the change
怎样看自己
how do I see
看自己的时候
when I view myself
怎样侍奉主
How do I serve him?
主要一步一步带领我们。
Step by step, you guide us.
我们今天到这个地方，大家站起来。
Let us rise.